Bartlesville Schools, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And joining us this morning for our Community Connection, Bartlesville Superintendent of Schools, Chuck McCauley. Thank you for coming in, sir. And by the way, congratulations on how well your Cubs are doing.
Good morning, Charlie. I appreciate that. And we're enjoying the... Hopefully we'll continue to enjoy the end of the season and make it into the playoffs.
Well, I would say the way things are going, they're a pretty hot team right now. But they finished their season up in St. Louis, so we'll see how it goes.
That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to the end of the season, and hopefully we'll continue to play well.
I think you probably will, unfortunately. Anyway, the Bruins got the football season off to a pretty good start as far as I'm sure the coaches would like the scores to have been better, but nonetheless, we travel well. We started off on a home or away game, and I think there were more Bruin fans in the stands than there were for the home team.
No doubt. As far as I'm concerned, I could not be more pleased with the direction in our football program. This time of year, those early games, those non-district games are just that. They're non-district games, and scheduling of those are such, in terms of how tough your opponents are, which we've had some tough ones. And we have another one this week. We have Booker T. Washington, the defending state champion, on our schedule.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night on a Thursday. Yeah, so we're playing down there, which is just a short trip. But I cannot be more pleased with the leadership of Coach Blankenship and his staff. And, we have a large number of kids that are involved in the program. And like everything else, our community supports our kids. And it was a lot of fun our first night over in Claremore, getting our first victory and seeing, we did have more. I'm sure Claremore was glad to play us probably not from the performance on the field because we won, but I know that they were happy because they had a great gate and concession because of all the Bruins that came over.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for when we do go on the road. I think we've traditionally always traveled well, but particularly it was very evident in Claremore that we traveled well.
Well, that's right. And even, last week when we had our first home game with Dell City, of course, I was, I sat on the home side the first half, and then at halftime, I kind of took a lap around the track. And when you're sitting on the home side, when you're just looking around, you don't really realize how many people are there. Mm-hmm. When you're looking across the field, of course, Dell City did not bring very many people with them. But I walked over to the visitor side, and when you look back at our home side and saw that it was full, there's a lot of folks there too. So it was a great environment, and I hope that our community will continue to support our kids. Like I said, those first three games really they have zero impact on the run for the opportunity to make the playoffs. But regardless of the final score on the field, I couldn't be more pleased with Coach Blankenship and his program. He's really invested in our students from all ages all the way down to the our youth programs, and that's what's going to take to get our program going the way that our community would like it.
And in defense of where he would like to be, it takes more than just a few weeks to build a program.
So, that's exactly right. It's going to take some time. And Coach Blankenship, he's doing a wonderful job. He has such a great culture that he's setting with the kids about doing things the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, we always do well on the academic side of things, and I don't know where the football team will score this year, but like many, if you look at the history of all of our teams, whether it was a winning season on the scoreboard, frequently we had the academics to show we had among the best students on the field.
That's right. We're always competitive for those academic state championships, which is the grade point averages of our students, and I'm sure that's something that will continue. And I know that when I hear Coach speak, and along with our other sponsors, really pleased to hear when he talks about it's important for his kids to be respectful, and you can see that when they play, they're going to be respectful of others, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Go out and fight hard, but be respectful.
That's right.
Anyway, a board meeting Monday night. I almost said last night. Monday night, among the shortest board meetings I think I've attended for Bartlesville School Board. But we were talking before we went on the air, and when you don't have a construction update, like I think are there. I can probably count on the fingers of one hand over the past 8 to 10 years, the board meetings that didn't have a construction update.
That's exactly right. That does help the length of our meeting. We did have a shorter one. You know, the highlight of the meeting was, if I can go on into our Public School Foundation.
Sure, please
that's
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had Blair Ellis. She is the executive director of the foundation. She's been in that role. The foundation created that role about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And Blair's office, in case anyone's wondering, is interested in visiting with her, is at the Education Service Center on 11th and Jennings. And she's doing a wonderful job. But she and several of her board members came to announce their fundraising target for this year. This is their third year. I know when I became superintendent, I asked them to help us on some bigger projects. And one of those was implementing our STEM curriculum at our elementary level. And so the last 2 years, they have raised over $200,000. And so thankful for their support to do that. What that's enabled us to do, Charlie, as you know, is this last year, all of our kindergarten through the fifth grade kids had a computer science module in terms of coding at their level, and that will continue this year. Another module is being added this year. And so that's what those funds have been used for. That $200,000 has helped us to implement that, and that's related to the technology that is necessary. Also, a big part of it has been with training of our teachers. Mm-hmm. And so Blair was at our meeting Monday to announce that their fundraising target for this year, which is $100,000, and what they're hoping to do is to raise that this year, and that will enable us to implement those remaining two modules for this year and next year. There's a total of four modules for that project Lead the Way. It's called Launch at the elementary level. We are implementing basically one per year, and that's mainly for the benefit of our teachers. It takes time for them to the training that goes along with that, because what you don't want to make sure you do is you don't move too fast on right. those things. And so they announced their fundraising target of $100,000 for this year. And so if there's folks that are interested in that, some of our large sponsors that Blair mentioned at our meeting, you know, ConocoPhillips and Trudy, ABB and Arvest, but we also have numerous smaller not corporate sponsors that are interested in that. And there's also other programs that they can donate to.
There's a donate button on their website.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Charlie. That is helpful as well. And they're also wanted to mention that they've had the last 2 years, they've had a scholar society. Next month on October 22nd, they have this is by invite only, but if there's anybody out there that's interested in being invited, they just need to contact Blair at the Education Service Center. They have it's really a neat event. We'll have some elementary students that will be there to demonstrate what they're learning in their modules with their teachers. There'll also be a auction that goes on that Roger Skelly does for us, and they'll auction off some, which these are all, for example, like we had our Aaron Rakes, our elementary art teacher over at Jane Phillips. She had some art that she auctioned off, and which is really neat because the proceeds, half of it goes towards the fundraiser and the other half goes towards the teacher. And I know that this year I'm planning on auctioning off. Craig Wassmiller has been my snow czar the last couple of years. So what that means is they're the first person to be notified and get some input on whether or not we're going to call school off. And so we're going to auction that off. So hopefully there'll be some interest for that as well. But if someone is interested in that event, they can just contact Blair at the Education Service Center. They'll continue to do the Educator Hall of Fame. This year is going to be the 10th year of that in April that mm-hmm. we'll have that. If people are interested in nominating someone, we do that deadline will be next month. Actually, it's through about fall break. It's Friday, October 19th. They can go to the foundation website and submit a nomination. It's a wonderful program if folks haven't been there, and we hope that people, and if people want to support any of those, if they want to sponsor, there's sponsorship available levels at for any of those if there's interest.
Refresh my memory, is that Hall of Fame for only former educators, or can you also nominate a current educator that's been with the district for a while?
Those are former. Those are folks that have been retired, and so it's really a neat event. And hope that and it's one of those that people can come to, and if they just want to buy a ticket and to just come to attend it. But if they do have someone that they'd like to nominate, we would encourage them to do that. Now's the time to be thinking about that.
Absolutely. And if you've been around the community anywhere, any length of time at all, whether you attended the school system or not, there are probably a plenty of former educator names that you probably have heard before that might be deserving.
That's exactly right. And we have, I know at our office at the Education Service Center, we have a hallway, a hall of fame that we have their plaques listed, and we continue to update those too. And it's really a first class event. Mm-hmm. We're really so proud our foundation has chosen to take that on, as well as it's a great fundraiser for them. So it really is very successful.
Absolutely. And these are people who have definitely made their mark on the world through the students that have gone through their classrooms.
Sure. And if I could go on, Charlie, if we have time too, wanted to mention the foundation is also, they have a new program. It's called Bruins on the Run, mm-hmm. which lines up with our the Run the Streets program in our community that I'm so proud of, that our community offers that for our students. So what this is for is for fifth graders. They started this year at Wayside and Kane Elementary. You know, those, just in terms of proximity, those are close to the Pathfinder.
Right. Makes it convenient for them to head out there.
That's exactly right. And so it's kind of a mini program for the Run the Streets. And we have about 30 kids that are involved. We have about 13 sponsors, I think 11 teachers. And so they're running with them weekly. And their goal is to that they would participate in the Run the Streets fundraiser out at Little Rock, which is their 8K, which is coming up on October 13th. So I'm really pleased about that. I know that as part of that same race, I know that I have encouraged our staff. It's something I talk to my teachers about in terms of investing in themselves also to take care of themselves. I did some things personally for them to try to encourage them to participate in different type of events to take care of themselves. And so this year, Jennifer and I, my wife and I, we decided to sponsor that run at a level where all of our employees, they could participate in the that Little Rock 8K or the 1 mile fun run just for the cost of the shirt. So it's basically $15, and they have another week to register. But right now we have I looked this morning, and right now we have 89 employees that are going to participate in that. So it's really going to be a fun event. Hopefully we'll have we'll get a few more and have over 100 along with our 30 kids. And so there'll be a lot of Bruins out there that I can't imagine a better thing to be doing on a Saturday morning in October for people out there looking to take care of themselves.
And
so
a great
really excited
place, great
about
place
that.
To do it too. Little Rock always is, I don't care rain or shine, it's a fun place to be.
That's exactly right. And matter of fact, I told our staff when we were encouraging this event, there's OU does not play football that day, and the Cowboys are playing at Kansas State, so it's a good opportunity. There's not a home game for the Cowboys either, so it's a great opportunity to get out there on a Saturday.
It could happen to be a good date. I think it's more of it's always the same date in October, but the calendar worked out for you this
That's
year.
Exactly right. It doesn't always jive well with college football, which in our neck of the woods, that can be important, which we understand that as well.
I think I noticed that somewhere along the line.
That's right. Charlie, I'd also like to mention that's been in the news. We found out in this last month that our national merit semifinalists, we had two seniors that were recognized this year, Liza Williams and Aria Ganagoski. And those two young ladies are great kids, and they both will continue on in the competition. We'll be recognizing them at our next school board meeting, but really proud to that they did receive that distinction.
And then the scholarships are awarded April, May, and June. So
yeah, that's right.
It'll take a while for those final notices to come out, but we'll certainly wish for the best.
That's right. And those are a couple of great young ladies, and I've known them since they were very young. So I was really proud to see them. Liza won in particular. She has older brothers Jack and Henry that are twins that were both recognized in that program, and so I was really pleased to see that she was also received that distinction as well.
Sounds like a great deal. We'll wish for the best, but most of the semifinalists, at least seems anyway, move on.
So they do too. Yeah. They do, and I anticipate, just looking from what I've seen about their numbers, I'll be very surprised if they don't. They're very, very, very competitive. These two young ladies are really talented. It's amazing how not only their academic success, but they're both involved with cross country and student council and fine arts programs, and it's really amazing what they are able to accomplish, and so they really represent us well.
Sounds like a great deal. Just one more reason that it's good to be a Bruin.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
We'll take a short break. We're talking with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and we will continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley and just talking about some of the things going on in and around the schools. I know the board proclaimed support personnel week. I was not getting the verbiage out there right.
That's right. Of course, they approved that proclamation, which is, and so that week is October 8th through the 12th. Mm-hmm. And what that is, that week is, when we talk about support personnel, those are basically our hourly employees, mm-hmm. Our folks that really we cannot have school without them. I mean, that's a range from our bus drivers to our, and often they're the first and last people, employees, yeah. That our kids see, whether it's picking them up on the bus, whether they're feeding them in the cafeteria, checking them into the office, those assistants helping them throughout the day, and also at the end of the day getting them home. So we have a week that's for that purpose, and our sites will honor them in numerous ways. A lot of times they're food related, which we always enjoy to do. And so that's something that if people are interested in doing that, they can. That's something they if they wanted to support that and. Some fashion. They can also do that. The foundation has some opportunities where they can donate funds to funnel to them.
Good idea.
Also, if they want to, if they have a tie to a particular school where they want to support them too, they can just contact the principal there if they want to do some things to get to them as well. So we have about 250 support employees in our district throughout, and they are hardworking, do a wonderful job for us, and we look forward to honoring them.
Some other things coming up, I think, next week.
Homecoming's next week. I mentioned earlier we have a football game tomorrow, which is Thursday, but next week is homecoming, which will end. We have the game is on, so obviously home game on Friday night. Okay. We will have a parade on Thursday night again, and that'll run through downtown, which is always a fun event. It appears, I'm hopeful the weather looks like we may actually have some fall weather by the end of next week.
Kind of looks that way.
it should be beautiful, but we're playing Sepulpa. And like I said, we have on the athletic side, from the game-wise, we have probably the toughest team or one of the toughest teams on our schedule tomorrow. And really that Sepulpa game was probably one of those that we'll be battling for a playoff spot. So really hope that our community will continue to come out and support us. Homecoming's always a fun event. It's something that we really have a high level of involvement with. Our student section is really engaged in our team this year, which has been fun. I think that's a big part of our I think Coach Blankenship has helped with that. So really would encourage everyone to get out and support the Bruins. Also wanted to mention this. I mentioned at the Friday Forum the other day, too. For those that, if there are some folks that are local, if they live here in Bartlesville, and they are over the age of 60, if they're 65 or older, they can come get a pass from the Education Service Center, and that'll get them into all regularly scheduled home events. So if there's some interest in that, too, and those are a one-time, we'll laminate it for you, and those are... they can use those not just for annually. They don't have right. to come and do that every year. They can keep that.
It's yours to keep.
That's exactly right. And so typically from about 8 to 4:30 from Monday through Friday, if they would come in and get those. If they want to call ahead, that's fine too. That might be helpful as well.
I'm not sure. I didn't look at the calendar, but not only on the athletics but on the fine arts side, marching band continues to compete, and there are other fine arts things coming up as well that I haven't looked at.
Yeah, there will be actually coming up soon in the next month. There will be fall concerts coming up too, as well as plays at the high school. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I just saw this morning, I know There was a group from our drama department going down to Oral Roberts University.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, they're going down to visit their department as well and a couple of interns that they have too. So there'll be programs. Encourage people to check our website. That's the best source of information for upcoming programs. But yes, they're in full swing in terms of fall concerts. Obviously, marching band season kind of runs similarly than football season.
It parallels football season real closely. Yeah, not exact, but real close.
Yeah, they start a little earlier and finish just a little bit earlier, but it's real close too. So encourage everyone to come out and support them as well.
I know that there are more high school interns out in and around the community. We're in our second year, but mm-hmm. I've seen even news items put out by the city about their interns, written mm-hmm. by their interns. So they're out there in businesses all over the place.
It's really exciting, Charlie. We have, I think 44 was the most recent number that we have of students that are high school seniors that are doing an internship. And what that means is they spend about 10 hours a week, a couple hours of it, or a couple hours a day, usually at the beginning or end of their day, depending on what their schedule is like, doing some hands-on experience. I know I've heard, I can't remember if I heard Calvin this morning with on the radio or if that was yesterday.
Well, he was here this morning.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. But
when
example,
he's in, I'm doing something else, but I know he's here.
I gotcha. And so we really have them spread out throughout the community. You're right, from the city of Bartlesville, they had a nice story that went out.
Yeah.
I know news stations were in the other day that ran a story. Fox 23 ran a story about the program too. So it's really exciting for our kids to really, in the attendance, where they have a meaningful senior year where they're gaining some experience because oftentimes kids, they don't really have any, you know, all that they know about what they want to do is what their parents have told them. So it's a good opportunity and to do that, to really learn about what the real world is like in those roles. And really appreciate our community in supporting that. We're so fortunate to have those opportunities to provide for our kids.
Well, and the business community, I think, has caught on and stepped forward and making them welcome and actually giving them real work to do.
Well, that's right. And really, it's a win-win. I mean, ideally, what we want our kids to do is to realize that there are many of these opportunities right here in our town that they may not realize, whatever that role might be. You know, especially we have a couple of large companies in their IT departments. They have some that they can do work that's all over the world, but they can be based right here in Bartlesville. So it's really eye-opening for them to see those opportunities. And it's also helpful, I think, for our kids to hear it from someone else other than their parents. I think for some reason, they get to a certain age, it's beneficial to them to hear it from somebody else.
Almost anybody but mom. Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you so much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
News. Some Oklahoma employers want state lawmakers to know why workforce development is so essential for the state's economy. One human resources recruiter told lawmakers yesterday it's becoming harder to find qualified applicants to fill jobs vacated by retiring baby boomers. Business leaders told a Senate committee education and training are key for Oklahoma to remain competitive in the ever-changing global marketplace. An Okemah man facing up to life in prison after pleading guilty to aggravated sexual abuse and sexual abuse.